So yes, yeah, the Reissue Connect podcast here. I'm your host, Keenan Hudson. But yes, sir, we got some good information right here from a good brother. Good brother gonna share some challenges and things that individuals go through when they come home, you know, from to society. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of breaks that they don't give people. But here it is. I got a good brother here that's gonna share a lot that was going on out here. We had the job entry, reentry fair here down in the city, Philadelphia at Temple University. So go ahead, good brother. You go ahead and share your name and give him some of your story and what some of the challenges you faced, you know, coming home from prison.
All right. I just want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to even speak.
Yes, indeed.
My name is Wayne Garrett, but I'm known to my friends and family as Jamal.
Okay.
Also, I have a pen name that's Wayne Legacy Fambro, but we'll get into that another time. J Legacy Fambro.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did two state bits, actually.
Okay.
My first state bit was in 1993. I did 5 to 10 for armed robberies.
Yeah.
And then around 2010, I went back in for narcotics for 7 to 14 years.
Okay.
And I was on a fugitive for 3 years, which is why they hit me with the 7 to 14.
Okay.
Basically, they gave me the same sentence that they would give somebody that had an involuntary manslaughter.
Wow.
Yeah. So as you're saying, we here at this job fair, and ironically, sometimes these jobs fair can be kind of not so promising to people returning citizens, you know, because we have those barriers that we have to fight up against.
Okay.
You know, they see the things that's on paper, but they don't actually see the change, the rehabilitation process that's taken place before.
Yeah.
So me, as far as me, for my story coming home, I had a plan together, but I did have some doors shut in my face.
Wow. Tell me
because
about
of the robberies.
Tell me
they
about
see
it.
Those robberies.
Uh-huh.
I was at one spot and they said, asked me what I was in prison for. And I said robbery. And it was at the same time they was counting the money in the cash in the safe. So they asked me to leave.
That's great.
Afterwards.
That's great.
So
yeah. So let me ask you this. So the challenges you face, those barriers you face, how long have you been facing them? And why has it been such a struggle for you to break through those barriers?
Well, I've been facing the barriers since I've ever been incarcerated or returning home. And what's the question you said?
Why is it so hard to get through? Is it more so, like you said, because of the criminal record, they don't want to hire you. They just shut the door on your face. You know what I mean? They see convicted felon. Oh no, hell no, we're not hiring them.
Right.
But and it's crazy because a lot of people face that. That's why so many people here at this event, you know. So that's reword the question. So if you could give some advice or encouragement to individuals that's listening right now, whether it be incarcerated or even if they're, you know, out here in the world, here at the job fair, what would you say? What would you say to encourage them?
Well, I would say, first of all, never give up because quitters don't win and winners don't quit.
Ooh.
Right. And you have to have a plan. You have to have a plan. People can sit there and tell you all day what you can't do.
Yeah.
And everybody is going to have barriers.
Okay.
But the barriers is what you get over to get to the finish line.
Ooh.
Right. So to go back to, you said some of the barriers were self-inflicted, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
You know, and some of them was I didn't have control of them. Education, bad decision making,
not
being prepared, not having a vision.
Vision.
You know, and once I decided to write things down, have the visions, I start putting them into play.
Okay.
But it took a while because I'm going against a system that's designed not to see me successful. This is why it's important to have a plan into play.
That's it.
It's the same way if you get in your car, you put your GPS system on.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere around a way, it might reroute you because that ain't the road that you could take. It reroutes you. It might make your travels a little bit longer.
Yeah.
As long as you have your plan, that's your GPS, so you can get to your destination.
Yo, we really do appreciate everything that you shared, man. That was very powerful for you being through that experience, man. We knowing that this is going to give somebody hope.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? About being at this job fair is giving people hope. You know, we need to have more of these job fairs, more and more, because I'm telling you, it's a lot of people that just don't, they lose hope because they get turned down for them 9 to 5s.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Without further ado, man, we're going into in this podcast.
Yes, sir.
Reentry Connect podcast. My good brother, can you introduce yourself again?
Again, I'm known to the world as Wayne Garrett, but my friends call me Jamal.
Yes,
can
sir.
I mention the fact that I am an author?
Oh, wow.
By the name of J Legacy Fambro, and I have a book called Warrant for Blood, your arrest, but it's Warrant for Blood.
Talk to
and it's a crime novel about the bad choices that we make in life and the repercussions that we have behind them.
That's it.
And as in the words of KRS-One, it's edutainment. It's education and entertainment. So, yeah.
And go ahead and tell them where they can cop that at again.
Oh, well, we have, again, you can cop the book at Warren for Blood by Jay Legacy Fambro. Yeah. You can get it at Black and Nobel's on 422 South Street, or you can cop it at Amazon.com.
That's what we're talking about. Success story as well. You know what I mean? Even though we still facing challenges and the barriers, still got success through that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Without fun, dude, we're going to go ahead and end this show. You know what I'm saying?
Peace.
Connect Podcast. Keenan Hudson, I'm your host. Peace out.
Yes, sir. All right.